Information technology is making real-time data more readily available. Through dashboards, scorecards, heat maps, chief information officers and their tech staffs can make more informed decisions faster. But things like performance and innovation of the CIO shop itself can be harder to measure. Kevin D'Souza is an associate dean for research at the College of Public Service and Community Solutions at Arizona State University. He interviewed more than 24 government CIOs to understand the trends.
Over the last few years, we have seen an increase in the amount of IT investment by agencies. And so the real goal of this report was to examine how are CIOs capturing the performance of their IT assets, both in terms of the IT capabilities from hardware and a software perspective, but also from the IT assets, as in the human resources and the IT projects that are being implemented through the CIO office.
And how well do CIO offices perform in terms of taking care of their people and getting their projects done? Because, you know, in the public sector, in the private sector, rather, that is a continuing challenge.
Right. And so in the public arena as well, it is a continuing challenge. However, what my interviews revealed was that CIOs are doing pretty well. So CIOs have ways and means to actually capture the performance of their IT assets. The only area where I found CIOs to have a slight struggle was the area of IT innovation. And so when CIOs have to capture the performance of their innovative projects or their innovative personnel, they struggle quite a bit. But in terms of the regular day-to-day projects or the regular infrastructure, CIOs have a whole suite of metrics that they use to capture performance.
And what are some of the most important metrics to capture that organizational performance?
So probably the most critical one are your traditional project performance measures. And so these would include the amount of projects completed on time and on budget. The reason being is 90% of the work that gets done in an IT organization moves through the project vehicle. Right after that, it would be things like the utilization metrics associated with IT infrastructure, whether it is your hardware or your applications. So how often and at what levels are these capabilities being used by the agency? And then right at number three would be the various metrics associated with reliability and security of the IT asset. And so how available are your IT applications? How well are they being protected? And how are your access controls?
And
those would be the three classes.
And yet so many large public sector projects go off the rails and don't
Absolutely.
Get done on time and within budget, and, you know, famously so. And so those
Yes.
must be where the innovation part of it lies, because if most Right. of the projects are done on time, it's probably the routine upgrades and machine switch outs and that kind of thing that are also projects, but they're not like innovation.
Correct. And so we have a strange phenomenon when it comes to IT projects. So if you look at most of the IT projects, as you rightly noted, they are what we would consider regular projects. And so when they are executed, there's a pretty good chance they are going to be completed on time and on schedule, or also if they are not on time or on schedule, the variance is expected and it is planned for. What happens is when we hear about the IT failures, almost always we hear about the blockbuster failures where if you examine these projects, the IT element of them is pretty small, but it's the entire organizational change. It's the innovation associated with administrative processes, and it is the innovation in terms of how a policy instrument is being deployed. And all of these elements complicate the IT element of the project. And so with things like healthcare.gov, virtual case file, and the whole suite of these projects, the IT portion was not the most complicated. It was everything else around it.
And so that could get expressed such as change orders. We're speaking with Professor Kevin D'Souza. He's Associate Dean for Research at the College of Public Service and Community Solutions at Arizona State University. And so what are good metrics to test whether you're innovative or not, and how can those be used to beef up that that ability to get the big projects and the innovative projects done properly?
I think one of the key findings from the interviews that I did was that when it comes to innovation, CIOs need to move away from capturing what we would consider output-based metrics to outcome-based metrics. So right now, CIOs do excellent job capturing outputs. So how many things are produced, how many users are onboarded, how many errors are resolved. So these are all output. However, to really get in the innovation business, you really need to ask yourself, okay, given these outputs, what outcomes did we achieve? How advanced is the agency, and how have we advanced on strategic goals of the organization? So just to give you an example, I had the pleasure of chatting with a CIO who through his innovation, this was at the local government level, was able to save the amount of time that realtors, planning departments, and also the building permit individuals had to invest to basically do their jobs. All that the CIO did was come up with a new way to mark buildings in the local area through QR codes. And so this CIO went about capturing the economic savings associated with that innovation. And so as CIOs become more creative in capturing the outcomes and the impacts of their innovations, that is when they will be able to trace more seriously the risk and also the time required to actually seek returns from an IT project. So all of the work that happened with healthcare.gov, if you just examine the near-term measures, they are all about outputs, how many individuals were able to use the website and things of that nature. But the medium to long-term metrics are going to be about outcomes. How did these transactions lead to changing economic conditions? How did these transactions change how health and human services impact their operations? And so moving from output to outcomes is key if CIOs are to capture the value of their IT innovative efforts.
And it sounds like, and you haven't said this, but I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like agile development is a key to getting to that kind of state of where you are good at innovation.
Absolutely. And so agile development has been getting a lot of attention recently in the federal arena, and I think it is a key move in the right direction where we move away from these large-scale projects to more rapid deployment and rapid user feedback. And I agree with you that it is one of the most significant moves in recent times to help us get to more outcome-based metrics.
And just a final question. You, among your recommendations, setting clear goals, developing strategic IT plans, and so on, you say avoid watermelon metrics. What's a watermelon metric?
Okay, so this was highlighted to us by a number of CIOs, and so I had never heard the term previous to doing my interviews, but a watermelon metric is one where it looks good on the outside. However, as you go in, it moves from green to red, kind of like a watermelon. And so the classic example is, so a lot of CIOs have had to create service level agreements in terms of response to help desk issues. And so many of them began early on by trying to capture how quickly was a call closed. And so if you didn't close a call within a given time limit, you were flagged as not being good in terms of customer service. However, what they realized was that many of these calls were actually getting closed rather quickly. However, the employees had to call back because the issues were not being resolved. So on the one hand, you had a very green kind of indicator because everybody was happy that calls were being closed within the prescribed time limit. However, the real issue was never resolved. And so now many of them have changed their metrics to ensure that not only are you being efficient in closing calls, but you're also being effective in terms of resolving the issue. So that's just one of the classical examples. I mean, there are a lot of examples in the IT metrics area where if you are not thoughtful and deliberate about them, individuals may engage in gaming off these metrics where it appears green, however, it's really a red flagged issue.